Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining into the program this morning. Thank you for waiting. The presence of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. And it's amazing what He's doing in our life. I'm Edmond Sapurdy and we're in for a wonderful time this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the program this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kings and priests of the Most High God, pick your holy body up and let us begin to pray together. Let's tear ourselves up. Let's speak in new tongues. Let us begin to effect changes. Hallelujah. Effect changes in our lives and in our situation. It's a beautiful, wonderful day that the Lord has made. And we rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Pray in the Spirit. In the Spirit, in the Spirit. Lova Kasteshi Kipakula Motombo Mredeki Sikshi Sik Halabatabare. Jakakto Meredinkiliki Kato Sapradek Sakshusiteri Kapaklopada. Tainda Gadakule Kaksakshin Sinki Kalopoktomo Roma Kantama Jepaka. Produce a telida kusakshins tomba link lak tando bekasakshusi peak maro brother katabri. Nay talos a kashtu perida. Glompet no boktober chick take a tickets to kijak tongo bob men don brandana makaste shikere. Make hip ha toko bob mondor men shiki kale kantalo momo jukitika sexu sok monkele pectan kutase. Lapte pakasi shiki di brado sakala maman kapate pratu seketeki. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Lombra de consexusi dare katoke lomomo kapu shikte kalinaru ma sakshiside. Rondo gele ken pok muso de ken teli da bura ma manja katem bura ma tapo seka shi kalama ma sadabadu. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. So gla enkla kapo sat nein dereke sukshi kapode. Nado kepek moshala maman te produce kedebat. Bendikiti karuman section step moon de bredek in section saban tama lepok mosok chen san en griadula makasa she taken. Ma take a thick sukshi pok tender a mark tondo bredize kashokotom motamu balabadi. Brathek and suction sinki pik mosan tam bala mamak mashishinki pik mozala mamakabadi. Kole gredize kasokshin son tongalama katikse kishikita luba katama reproduce kalabari. Lekitik halobo boje ketenko tusiki jari mama sokshin sinkel ki satu kandamba rama kasharabari. Bokale therizek shisi kalo momon gobok munjunto kale mama kapa sekere. A name po kala mangla le therika sakshusi kal kabo kama nama kapare. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Kubabara mama shanshan take book musokal kento gubuk musukshusi kala matabare. Krodoza katongala mama shikel ki prodosa pare. Nare kate brodo sokshintala maman kabade. Tobek masekshu si kiteri men koparama kambale brodo sekerebaya. Nampa seka juki tale makot no mo junto katentu si kitare pok masola pakade. Krende ka sikshi si kitak toksin zinki ki pakurama kansataya. Presence. Thank you for your presence. Lombrende kinseli baro masaksho senke kat ne klobo koton boshi kala masarabari. Mate kati sek fuk munji dek ting sek sheg zak tong lek terisik tola mamang kabari. Jita do kot non de kele kitato suk shusik tera mondari plak toza kashit teg la ukizo bakashte. Main de da katne ka sukshusi tale lo be kastosha. Brende ka saka dama le pratuse ki chakatne prodose ke kembok ma santama le pratuse ke rikeya. Ramo seke tingridi ki sakure men grodo kalamama shade boko sokolo momon sakaribari. Whatever the Spirit of the Lord is going to use you to do today, this is the time for you to bring yourself under the influence of that Holy Spirit. Franto re kentok lokopo sekshu sidikla akto maramen kapakto begideki sakshu sek ning pratharabadu. Konta ekiziki shakto kopok muzento kalamata sekshi. Nare kosek lembro dusekare. Rakto seketen kisiki shakul ketondo bok musatama lamande rekusekare. Ji pakta ka bukma tantombo riki riki sakshin sanko da ma ma kalabadu. Tenka tu ke le bradu ze ka shokala mantamba le bradu se ke lpakta isa kare. Che pakma tombo ko tungi ti ka si ka tembo bore ma man kam pali ke te ka sikshi salon de viribe ke song tamara pashe kare. Kle ka thare man jak te ka tu ki sakshu si ka tadu ma man kapatam bale boko se kare. Man te ka tuku si ki shok tombo la ma man te pradiki si ki shatop me ni mbra de kan soko ta man tabari. Klopek nenga jik chek tu se ka ten glopa ta de gidi pradu sop chom bre ting gre ta kasa. Le ke mbok ma ta ma te pradu se ka chu seb men tum ran de ka tu se ka shala ma man ta ma le po se ka de bari. Brondo katama le pesiki jika tembo bendere ma katamba le thadu sekshu sit neru mento brandala ma ma shatabade. Po la ma kantabe jika chika tokshi sekan thendo ba lema ki sado ba bando predeka sekade. Man te katuki sekshu sedo ma man tama le bradeka sekshu sek te kati seke le kaya. Ne naros ket long grit tok ten di dar soro darisaka. Monte the fectun di ro dingilik lik so de tu visumin do brado se ke papa. Kak ne ka tun tope si ke ti kaluma mantate so ne jukit ne ruba mantu pose kasha. Preva ki pa tendo me ne viki pik musokshi sudik lengo pap motondo bala mama shakadu. Ket ne posuk shi si kato kolomon bombe riki sa kalaman to baba shakade. Gain thor a man tekri di sek shi si ki paruba kantam balabade. Pei that us kip maru nandam balamaskade. Iki pado bo bun jek atentom bek mu zek shi si kentendo bad ma ki kasok shin se ket le probre en ketendu sakran dengra andaya. Prek ok seg jikit nama saksha sek tomare tek si suki rana makaba. Na te soke, stay yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Speak in new tongues. Evron de seksha sapatabari. Man ter ki sok chum pek mon dobe len kalama mansha katobe lubik matubata skeshu. Lompa denkitika sokshun sok tongo lomo kot non beda ben jukitim brendo klopa katabari. Te sakula bok moshondo brada le maka ten te predise katela bakata. Ron kredenka sokshu si kala mon pele bek nondo bredekan solo babala ma makapa te boshe. Pray in the spirit lalo se kapara. Ne indale kosa pare. Brothers, I can jika tondo brende gelira gina mongo boroma man kale thadizo kodubuzuki jokolo momon kavatama shatabri. Mei tharebo koshondo bok monde berem renda klube kusheka tendo balaman kabari. Zekatik lengo toma naman jekateke suksi kalete du zipling do prantana man seka shot nombare katele bifa sokari. Lompe ta siksi seka dendo belema man kama lepra du seka chek tonga la man kaba lepo shakari. Engti kale breden gozokshin seka dembra do kala man kama seksu siki liberombra ankabri. Le fo ba nama kambale mongo bog monjek tekele bai. Nein taro sekshu si kelko dondo bradele ma sek jikale mo mon sek shikate ma mataya. Bombe began jikaten du gele gendo bradale ma sek shukitalu ba nama ma sante ba lu pasakare. Kopa la mantem bredize kashoko tongoli gedigre mon branda sankshasare. Len kate brede ka sekshu si kale don dabali matama le kot ne pura mama sharabali. Tesi si ke den di baruma kantamba le produze ke lek tombo roma mandara kate segi. Shit ne rikrado sopron de enche stander e dikle ek tu se produ na masakari. Tendu ze kija kot lom pop mendore men kalaman sakradi sikshik la lovere intaro sakche sabara. Thank you, thank you, thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. La dobre in sexus endombra antama lembre di gozoxion soco loma mandera fata discica. Lante sexus secondombre en cal levo de mingiki timboc mon calama dante bredu sacarim. Nare calabosca. Rectain de bredici section son dobra ancala mamancra eco dombo di mosoctions ekelecere cara. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. La sendira tosche mente brond ongla envalume sobre ecu pactama lamba le becca secare. E fra those e can jocle inki paclo no vrende gan juki so clo mona ma manca va de bo se cataia. Shabe ki fa nein dere ken clobo combra andala ma manca risoxi se che la bara. Ne tare soca. Ne imbroduze che clenca soxi zi polo ma nambra in cose de chile e tosa prenda il azecave di fisobre in dare socora da gigli se caraia. Laftoso main vrato cobra anksha tengla adore beka soxi su di la ruma man kamala mase kerebe. Love ke ledi ki di broduze ke nonshe fande brodugre iki soxi semano mentar mama kashara badin. Kale bo kate mara ma shari bo kolo montare ma segeri. Neira klabosha. Mante boko dobo deme deve jigi mingra ak tengalo luvle inki pat loko domo jude ke ti skopa ang jakatabode. Predos ke kring king shu skopne indale ke non dala ans ke shu skit le ilo valama santa levakase. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Feshi sipion de revenk tali ken topre do uskelo vlomonzo kot le dala mashka. Don't just sit there and listen. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Pravo section si pink ni andofen thet ni suki valuma shandala bakate bo sokare. Mentha teski bo mala mande produce kekelemo mon kama shadabade gedi produce kekelemo mon shakalabade. Neitalo forsaker. Mon bekman jokolo matombele leveku sarabade. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's meditate on the scriptures and we get into what God is saying this morning. By His Spirit, exhorting us, giving us the direction, you know. Let's meditate on our meditation scripture. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's take it for the last time. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This morning, the Spirit of the Lord wants to give you a very important key in your life. Very, very important key. The Christian must understand this. This morning we're talking about God's technology. God's technology. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." How can you know that you are led by the Spirit of God? How can you know a Christian is led by the Spirit of God? They're very two simple proof. One, it's consistent with the Word of God. Whatever they claim to be led by the Spirit of God is consistent with the Word of God. Consistent. This means that it reflects the Word of God. This means that is in line with the written Word of God, the Logos. The second factor, or the second proof, how you know that you are led by the Spirit of God, or someone who claimed to be led by the Spirit of God is led by the Spirit of God, is the inward witness. The inward witness. Some people call it intuition. Intuition. It is just an inward witness. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8, verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Verse 15. "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Two very important things that we have to understand about God's technology functioning in His Word, and the inward intuition, the inward witness. As I walked with God, I started to discover that that is God's technology. God's technology is inside information. I discovered that in our spiritual laboratory, that God's technology is inside information. How do we get this inside information? How do we grow? How do we navigate towards what God wants us to do? How do we know that that is what God wants us to do? How do we choose God's choice? How do we move in God's direction? How do we function with God? Just the two requirements: the Logos and your human spirit. If you keep talking your experience, if you keep talking what they are passed down to you, if all you talk is what is passed down to you, chances are you are not led by the Spirit. Men and women who are led by the Spirit, they get into the Scriptures for themselves. Men and women who are led by the Spirit, they don't assume they know the Scriptures. They verify. They look into it. Lots of times people thought they knew the scripture, but they were just assuming. An assumption can rob you from being led by the Spirit of God. We are living in a world today that is separated from God, and many people assume they are led by the Spirit of God. God's technology doesn't work by assumption. God's technology works by the two requirements I gave you. One, the Logos, written Word of God. And two, inside information. God's technology is inside information. Lots of times you see the Lord Jesus respond to people from the inside. Christianity is more of a reality of God on the inside than following rituals, dogmas, and rules. Christianity, true Christianity, is a transformation of a human spirit. It's a transformation of our soul. And these are inside information realities. I discovered as I walk with God that the inside information of a Christian must have a perfect synchrony with the Logos. You cannot interpret a dream separating the dream from the Logos. You cannot see a vision and separating it from the Logos. The Logos and your inside information, intuition, inside witness, inward witness, they must go alongside. Oh, I would remember when we were taught how to build your human spirit. When we're taught how to build your human spirit, you don't just attend a seminar to build your human spirit. You don't just go to Wednesday service, Tuesday service, Thursday service, Friday, whatever service it is from your place. You don't just go to the service to build up your human spirit. What you do is what we call the divine entrance. When the Bible says in the book of Psalms 119, verse 130, the entrance of the word gives light and gives understanding to the empty-headed, to the simple. So when the word of God starts gaining entrance into your spirit, we start to experience what we call the soul transformation. Every time we fellowship together, we always pray. We are ready to receive your engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Soul transformation. You begin to experience soul transformation. When you experience soul transformation, the word of God is entering. The change in the Christian life does not start from the outside. The change in the Christian life always starts from the inside. If you find yourself you're struggling with certain kind of habits that you know is not the will of God, don't cry too long. Don't break your heart. Don't feel self-condemned. Give yourself to the Word. Let the Word enter into your soul. As the Word enters into your soul, the Bible says the testimony of the Lord is perfect. He says, say the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalms 19. Converting the soul. God's word converts the soul. God's word converts the soul. So as the word of God converts your soul, transformation begins. And transformation begins from the inside. So we begin to come to conclusions of spiritual theories. Number one, the safe human spirit. The safe human spirit is the human spirit that has been transformed by the entrance of the word. Now, notice I didn't say by doing the word. The safe human spirit is the spirit that has been transformed by the entrance. You allow the word to enter you. As you listen to me, your faculties are all alert. Your listening faculties, your reasoning faculties, etc. Your senses. So, it gains entrance from the natural senses into the spiritual senses. The spiritual senses are those things that we can use to perceive spiritual things. And it's very simple. Faith. So, saints, God's technology is inside information. Effective Christianity is inside reality. And every man who has inside reality will definitely manifest physical reality. Physical reality starts from inside reality. Physical reality does not start from physical reality. Very important. This morning, my prayer for all the kings and priests of the Most High God is that you'll use God's technology. One thing about God's technology I really like is functioning with God. Functioning with God is a beautiful opportunity God has given to us. From the book of Genesis chapter 1, He told Adam, name the animals. He didn't say, sit in the Bible study, I will teach you how to name the animals. Why? The Spirit of God was in Adam. When he breathed into his nostrils, the fragrance of God, the characteristics of God, the ability of God's Spirit was imputed into Adam's spirit. I repeat, Christianity is more of inside reality than following outside rules, dogmas, and trying to please somebody or a doctrine. Your heart and the Word of God is so important. That's where deliverance comes, the Bible says in the book of Psalms. True knowledge shall the just be delivered. Why? That it comes through information. Information into your human spirit. God's technology is the way He deals. God's technology is the way He leads us. God's technology. When you start using God's technology, you start understanding that you are growing. Many people stay and wait and pray and fast for certain things, which if they understood God's technology, they wouldn't waste their time and resources, and they would not waste the time of the Holy Spirit also. God wants us to function with Him, and that's the key focus of God's technology, inside information. Why, Pastor? Why won't God speak to me openly? Because you understand God is spirit. God is spirit, and His communication is spiritual. John chapter 4, the Lord told us God is a spirit. And we worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so your communication and your understanding and your transformation is essentially spiritual. Inside information. God wants you to function from the inside. God wants you to function from the inside. God wants you to function from the inside. There is a situation in your family right now that is shaking you. God wants you to function from the inside. In the ministry, God wants you to function from the inside. From the inside, from the inside. Inside out. God wants you to function from the inside. It's so important. Wake up to the reality of God's technology and begin to really live the victorious life that we have given in Christ Jesus. Adam named the animals without attending kindergarten. Adam named the animals without prayer. If were to be some Christians today, when God told them, name the animals, they will go into praying. No, there is time to pray. There is time to perform. The time to perform, we should not use it to pray. The time to pray, we should not use it to perform. These are parallel responsibilities and parallel realities that we walk in Christ Jesus. Adam, name the animals, God said. Adam didn't say, Daddy, one moment, let me seek your face. No. Daddy, God is with Adam. And Adam named the animals, and the Bible says, the name that Adam gave to the animals were their name thereof. What a beautiful divine verification that verse did to the work of Adam. Saints, you may be a woman listening to me. You may be a man listening to me. God's destiny for each and every one of us is that we use His technology, inside information. It's so important Inside information will lead you. Inside information will keep you. At times that it apparently look dark and confusing, but inside information will keep you in line with God's word. Father, my prayer for all the kings and priests of the Most High God, they will not be led by their emotions. They will not be led by their natural connection with people. They will not look at situation from the natural, but they will use your technology. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your kings and priests, mighty God, Yahweh, my Father. Release your people to begin to be sensitive to the inside information. When there is an argument, when there is a confusion, and the two children, and they are arguing, I'm not the one who did it, I'm not the one who did it. How will they discern? How will they know? Father, the time has come for your children to step to the next level. God's technology, God's technology. Every one of you who know this and are not functioning in this frequency this morning, I release you into that frequency in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must function in clarity. You must function in focus. You must function in the divine verification of the Spirit, and it is God's technology. Inside information. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for leading your children. I give you praise. I worship your precious holy name. And now I ask for your fresh anointing. For your fresh anointing upon your children, wherever they are and wherever they are listening from. Some are going back to bed. Some are waking up for the day. In India here, the day starts. Around the world, different timings. In the name of Jesus, fresh anointing upon your children. Evil dreams be stopped. Pain, sickness, and disease, I curse you. I command you to come out from their body. These are the kings and the priests of the Most High God. The men and women who has the light of God, who function with God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father, I pray for every question in the heart of your king and priest, question in their heart, that they receive the answer. If they have not just yet received the answer, all through this time of 15-20 minutes, we'll discuss in your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. I worship your holy precious name. We join our faith and we pray for all our loved ones who are yet to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. This moment, every priest, king of the Most High God, who's listening to me and are in agreement with me, I decree and declare upon your loved ones, let there be light of salvation. Let the blindfold be removed. Let the doubt be cleared. And let the presence of God be revealed to your loved ones and ushers them to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I'm so glad you tune in today. Watch out for tomorrow and see what God is going to teach us about this, how we should function in the Spirit. You see, this is Edmonds Okorede and Joanna Okorede saying we love you. We want you to enjoy this beautiful music that we're playing for you, Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. It's been all wonderful all through. God's presence has been great all through. From 7 days of praise, His presence has been wonderful. His grace has been amazing. His strength is unspeakable. May you experience that in your life and in your situation also. May you flow together with the Spirit of God. I leave you with this song and I'll see you past midnight today. And that's day 6 of 7 days of praise. Day 6. God bless you. And we will see you tonight, past midnight, 12 a.m. Indian Standard Time. See you. God bless you.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted, a ghost that lived in
shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. And I am redeemed, you set me free, so I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains. Now I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be. The old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same. And a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. 'Cause I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.